Atlanta is taking a second look at some of the low-level criminal offenses in the city's code. It could end up cutting back some of the punishment for those crimes or even eliminating the penalties entirely. Well, one of the offenses that's getting a close look now makes possession of small amounts of marijuana a crime, and there's been a lot of publicity about possible changes to the punishment for that. But there are dozens of other ordinances possibly on the block. Some of them apply to crimes that are a little more surprising, as we hear from Stephanie Stokes.
You probably didn't know operating a pinball machine could be illegal in Atlanta. The laws in the gambling section. What about moving your furniture in the middle of the night? That's also a crime. And then there's spitting. Sorry for the sound effect. It's against the law on sidewalks and in churches. These are among the roughly 80 low-level crimes the Atlanta City Council reviewed in a work session this week. Brooklyn Law School professor Jocelyn Simonson says these so-called quality of life laws are on the books in cities around the country, and they're generally passed to tackle specific issues.
Often the legislature's impulse is to create new criminal offenses when there is a problem that they want to be seen as trying to address. So it happens in small amounts over time.
But as they add up, Simonson says there's a side effect. The offenses give police more pretexts for stops and arrests. And she says those tend to happen in poorer neighborhoods more than others. For now, Atlanta City Council members are considering an ordinance to eliminate about a dozen of these laws that were unconstitutional or preempted by state law. Then they're set to look at decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana. And then they might get around to that law against spitting. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.